Good morning. It is a beautiful soul Sunday. Hopefully you're doing well over in your world. And it is the first day of a brand new month, the month of May. My birthday month. If you're a fellow Taurus, happy birthday to you. Or if you know a Taurus in your life, celebrate them. We love that shit. We love that shit. You know, we just love our senses being heightened. We love abundant things. We even like some flashy shit from time to time. And we love the earth. I love the earth. I don't always love the humans on this earth, but I love this planet and all the eye candy and abundance that this earth provides. So I'm welcoming in this new month and all the energy. And I thought about how heavy April. Actually, March was too, but April was a really heavy month for me mentally, spiritually, energetically. And I don't know if you can relate to that. And I know a lot of the astrologers out there were saying that there was just a lot, you know, like if we are one and we are part of the universe, why would we not feel what's happening up in the sky with the planets? Come on. Which brings me to my next point. Time. This week I was thinking about that. Is time really an illusion? A lot of spiritual advocates out there in the world and on social media and previously from before our time have all shared messages and proof that time is an illusion. So I was really thinking about that as I was looking at my clock this morning on my microwave. I was like, you know, all these false narratives in our experience, you know, like time. If you expand your lens out into the bigger picture of the universe, are there other planets operating by a clock, a calendar year, a daylight savings time? You know, is the galaxy operating off of, Apple Watches and shit? No. Planet Earth is. Humans are. We are dictated and submitted to a clock, to a schedule, to an expectation. But is that all real? I don't believe so. You know, time is definitely an illusion. If you're white, the truth has been withheld from you since childhood. And look at what we're going through now with the war on critical race theory. So why wouldn't expectations placed on society follow suit? Of course, it's all fake. It's all fake. It's all fake. But we have to play along because how would you feel if you did it, you know? Like, come on, you have to. That's what it's like. You have to operate by a clock. Don't be late to work. 5 minutes late. Ooh, that's cutting it close. Oh, you want to leave early? You want to take a longer lunch? Time. What racism? What are you talking about? Fair? What's fair? People are still operating from a belief that the election was stolen. And not understanding that critical race theory is more of what's taught in universities and colleges and law school. Not elementary school, but you know what? We're not going to go there. I'm not out here trying to slap around a degree talking about CRT. But like all of these things in our life that we are submitted to or the truth withheld from is all fake. And I hate fake shit. I really do. I don't like, for me personally, if this is your vibe, hey man, that's your life. I don't want nothing plastic in my body. No fake implants. No, well, I don't need ass cheek implants. I am all natural there. Botox, like all that. No, I want to actually take care of myself by drinking water, eating good foods, exercise, sunlight, all the natural things. and let myself fucking age if I have to. Like, I have some silver streaks starting for the last couple of years come through this red hair. From time to time, I will pick them if they look like super out of place. But I just let that shit go. Just let it be. That's life. I've earned those. But yeah, I don't like to put anything fake in my body. And I don't like fake people. I don't like fake society. I don't like fake anything. You know, like, I don't like fake brands. You know, like, I'm, you know, in my early 20s, you know, of course you're like, ooh, this, you couldn't even tell if this is real or fake. But like, nah, I don't care about labels except for my my sneakers. That's it. It's the only labels I really care about. So I know that I am me and that there are other people like me that don't, that can't handle that heaviness of the fakeness. But I know that people love it. Like, hey man, go do you. Go, there's a lot of materialistic good shit out there. Yeah, of course, if you're into that. It just doesn't really move my needle too much in life. But I, you know, respect that it does for other people. The sirens are out this early Sunday morning. Starting out the new month. With never knowing what's going to happen in the next few weeks. And that's also what's exciting about life, that I've learned to just relax. It's not easy. I mean, I say that now, and then in 2 hours, that could be flipping out in my head. But I've learned to just appreciate where I'm at and not trying to race anywhere, even though others may think I'm behind. But what is behind? Someone may look at me and my life choices and things that I've done and say, oh, Amber's behind. And I could look at somebody and say, oh, you're behind emotionally, mentally, spiritually. But there is no such thing as behind or ahead. You just are where you're at. And if you get to the next phase in your life or the next chapter or accomplishment, then good for you. But like this unnecessary pressure of like, how you should be in society. I know it's being discussed more, but there's still this like level of dictation that you get to tell somebody how valuable they are. That just gets me. Like, to my core, it really gets me. Like, who do you think you are that you get to tell somebody that they're valuable or not valuable? Like, I know we were born into a system, and that is layers deep. And there has to be, in this human experience, I suppose, there has to be a system in place, whether it's a government, whether it's leadership in work environments. Like, otherwise everybody would just be walking around, what, running amok? Like, it's the dualistic shit of this experience. I mean, I get it. But then humans take it too far, you know, and then you start wanting people to jump through hoops, or you start segregating things because, I don't know, feeling inferior because of skin color, or inferior because they may know more than me, I can't hire them. Or you hire them and then you think, oh, wow, they're trying to take my job. Or you don't deserve this job because I don't think that you fit into the... Yeah, I don't know. There's just all these layers, you know, that you have to follow. And or you don't get to have this car or this house because your credit score is not valuable. Well, that, you know, you're writing off a whole bunch of humans on this earth that are trying to better their lives or have maybe made some mistakes in their life and now have to feel, quote, punished because they're not valuable in society because their credit score is weak. But who created that? Who put that in place? Now, I believe in reaching for goals and striving for more. But even down to the fucking internet, you know, like a lot of times people have to have credit checks. And if you don't have a good credit, good in society, then you have to pay a deposit. And that's why there's so many people, more in low-income neighborhoods, that don't have access to internet. Because in society, well, you... Or it's just not offered, you know, or the funds to pay for it. Like, we're literally paying for the internet. You know, like, again, these rabbit holes that I go down. So it's like, oh, yeah, life is so beautiful. And it is. Like, right now, I'm being blinded by the sun through my window in my living room. It's just beautiful. And I'm soaking it in. It's just, it's beautiful. First day of the month. But then, you know, when I get out into the world and I interact with people, it's like I'm immediately reminded of, like, all the bullshit. And I know it's like, well, then don't think about it. Why are you even, who cares? Yeah. Yep. And then, you know, you got social media, which stuff gets to you quicker. You know, like, this, none of this shit is new. It's just at our fingertips quicker and more of it, because the imbalance in this dualistic experience is so intense that it's happening daily, weekly. And then you find some positive and inspiring stuff to filter in so you don't completely lose your mind. So, you know, April was a heavy month. And, you know, whatever I have been dealing with, too. The pressures that I put on myself. Like, at the end of the day, people don't really care what you're doing. I know social media pretends that, you know, makes you think that people actually care. But they really don't. Because people are focused on their own shit. Trying to keep their own minds sane. Maybe from time to time, you'll think about somebody, or somebody will think about you, like, oh, wonder why they did that, or wonder what they're up to, or I wonder how they're doing. Or judging you if you, you know, put your whole life on social media. I mean, in that fact, you kind of put yourself in that place. You know what I mean? When you openly share all, like, you know, people that are, like, round the clock on social media, like, I mean, you know, you're inviting that in. So that's your accountability. Or if you, the situations that you find yourself in with either human relationships or financial stuff or whatever that can arise with other people, you have to take accountability for how you're showing up. And that's hard. That's hard. And then, you know, you move over into the racial division and the cultural division that we have. Brene Brown was just in an interview I saw on social media. Viola Davis posted the video on her Instagram. And it was... I really admire Brene Brown and the work that she does in this experience. But she talked about, you know, if you say something racist or if you are being accused of being offensive, you know, and taking accountability, but it's the shame. And I'm like, ooh, I've been there. You know, like, where you have the daggers being thrown at you because someone's saying, you know, okay, that's white privilege, or you're being racist, or this and that. And then you take accountability. You know, that's your place to say to yourself, like, how can I do better moving forward and look at this from a different perspective that maybe I am? Or, you know, what did I say that was X, Y, and Z? Then that's your chance to rectify and move forward with respect, integrity, peace, and accountability. But the shame... The shame sometimes just stays with you, you know, or people will shame you. You know, that's where the cancel culture comes in. I mean, shit, I've canceled people and within my own family and stuff because I was like, okay, enough's enough. Like, I can't do this shit no more.
It's been 10 years. Goodbye. Boundaries, you know? So it's like we're all in this together, but not everybody needs to be together. You know, like you just, I don't know. You save yourself first and then you help others. I believe in that wholeheartedly. And I know that goes against the grain of society because it's like, no, you need to do this. You need to give. You need to have a family. You need to do this. But nobody has taught us, at least in my generation, going back to when I was a kid, to save yourself first. I mean, little girls are taught to be ladylike. And you want to be this, this, and this for a man someday, and you want to get married and have a family because that's the belief system and the conditioning that generations before us really believed. You know, like you can't really blame it because that's all they knew. That's what they absolutely believed. So it's like a constant... constant conversation I have with myself about all of this, you know, every day, every other day, because it's really finding the place of acceptance and peace with questions that you'll usually never get the answer to or see a solution to. But my problem is I can't stop thinking about it because it's like they say, once your eyes are open, you can't unsee things. You can't unlearn things, unknow things. But I wouldn't want it how it was before, you know? It's like Pandora's box. Once that shit's open, it's open. Do I want to go back to what it was like before? No, because it was fake. And if we're listening, what don't I like? Fake shit. Like, do you ever meet somebody and the energy is just kind of off, but you don't know what it is? And you're like, God, why is it? Why? I just don't feel right. It's because you know that person's insincere with you or with themselves or with people in general. And you're like, you leave that interaction. And you're like, huh, that was interesting. I didn't really care how I felt or I didn't feel comfortable in their presence. It's because your spirit was telling you something's off. Or if you're on a date with someone and you're like, yeah, I'm not feeling it. I believe it's your spirit telling you, your soul, like, this isn't resonating with me. But a lot of times we'll push past it and be like, no, that's not right. I'm just, no, it's fine. And next thing you know, you have a very tumultuous relationship with someone or you created a soul tie. And then that shit could go on for years. So it's like, it's all of this. And with the power of the internet, where I find the positives of this, the power of the internet, the power of social media, is you find like-minded souls who are going through their own journey that you can relate to. And that's where the human connection, the power of human connection, and the power of self-love. Like, look at the conversation. Like, I remember when I started the self-love journey about 10 years ago, that really wasn't a dominant conversation in society. People were talking about it, but it was like self-love was, oh, go have girls' night, go to the spa, go take a bath, you know, all that superficial layer stuff. But no one was talking about anxiety, depression, mental strength or the lack thereof, traumas, being triggered in relationships. Like, it wasn't a loud conversation like it is now. So to see the development of self-love in society on the internet is a blessing. It is a blessing because you don't always have the people around you that can understand you or what you're going through or what you've been through. But if you do your research and you connect yourselves to like-minded souls, you're like, okay, so I'm not in this alone. It's not just me.
And then you decide in that moment if you really want to dive in and do the work. Or, you know, like when I've talked about therapy, you go seek out resources if you can. You know, read books. Like, all of it's out there. It's just like any goal in life. It's just not a flashy goal. So, bringing it around to the first day of the month of May. It's a fresh month in this linear experience, you know, calendar year, calendar month. It's the first day of May, but it's still a good opportunity to hit the reset button and create new energy and goals and complete projects that you've been wanting to do. All of those things that we have to handle in this human experience, it's a fresh month. So I wish you an abundant month of May. And compassion and empathy for yourself and others. And acceptance for where you're at, how you feel, maybe what you've created in your life, both positive and negative. And just move forward with all that data and figuring out what is the next few weeks going to look like? What's the next 6 months? Because I don't know if we can truly say we can plan for the next 5 years or 2 years, because look at what we've just been through in almost 3 years. So grace, have grace with yourself, have grace with others. And trust me, that's so fucking hard. You're like, no, this, I'm going to tell you what the hell is wrong with you. And I've had people do that to me too. And it's like, you don't need that kind of energy in your life, in your spirit, and in your mind. Because you can sit there and criticize other people or try to cut people down because you think that you're right and you know the truth of the matter. But ultimately, that's just really you being at battle with yourself. Because we have to save ourselves first. We're not here to save anybody else. We're not here to fix the world. We're here to be and align with our highest self to contribute to society and to this planet. Because we can't leave that power in the hands of somebody else. Because look at what has been done to our planet. Now, the planet will long outlive us, but who are we for the remainder of the time that we're alive on this planet and have the power and the resources to do better? But sometimes, if you can't get past what's going on in your mind space, you're never going to be of assistance to anybody else because you can't even save yourself. And I say that from experience. You know, I say that from experience. But time is a linear thing. So if you are saying to yourself, I'm behind, or I should be here, or I shouldn't have done that, that's where you need to have grace with yourself. Because you're awake. If you're saying those things to yourself, you're awake. What are you going to do with that newfound sense of awareness? Apply it, reapply it, reapply it, and reapply it. So that's my diary session for you today. And, you know, I'm going to enjoy the energy of this new week because my birthday's in 2 days. Ooh! So, yeah, it feels good to turn 39. Still here. And you're still here. So enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for energy exchanging with me and supporting my podcast. And still showing up for myself and for yourself. So until next time, be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Peace and love.